Right, guys, in today's Supporters Club podcast, I'm joined by the wonderful Ellen Mary. Ellen, thank you so much for taking your time out today. Now, you're coming up on the main podcast. It's probably going to be next Monday it comes out. Although it's a bit close to Lee's podcast as well, so I might delay it a week. I'm not sure yet. I'll see how I feel nearer the time.
I'll leave that with you. You can make all those decisions yourself, can't you?
Yeah. Well, we I don't want to take the shine off Lee's podcast for a bit. Ellen, you and Michael Perry run your own podcast together, don't you? The plant-based podcast.
We do, yeah. I always get really scared when people ask me about the plant-based podcast. If anyone says Michael Perry in the sentence, I'm like, oh, what's coming next?
Oh, don't worry. I'm more interested in why you decided to go down the podcast route than anything.
Oh, it was a few years ago now. We were just chatting about different ways to try and encourage more people to get into loving plants. And we don't hang around with decision making. We kind of just bounce off each other. And then we just said, oh, let's do a podcast. And so we did. And that was that, really. And it's just gone really, really well. It continues to go like strength to strength. Series 4 comes out in February. And I can honestly say I'd never anticipated doing a podcast where I'd be sitting in Chris Packham's garden interviewing Chris Packham, or in Liz Earle's studio in London. So if anything, I feel it completely like, wow, this was a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I've really enjoyed all the podcasts you did, because you never know where you're going with yours. Because at one point you're talking to a bodybuilder who uses a plant-based diet to build his body. And then, as you say, you're in Chris Packham's garden chatting about nature. It's amazing, I found, how you've gone about this from a, as the title says, plant-based podcast. But you've incorporated such a wide range of things into the plant ecosystem, I guess.
Yeah, it's basically anything to do with plants. So it isn't specifically gardening. You know, plants are part of our life in all ways, aren't they? The clothes that we wear, the food that we eat, the drinks that we choose, the products we put on our skin, you know, the food. It's just everything. So we figured we would just try and incorporate as much as we could. So there are some gardening episodes, of course, specifically, you know, we've done roses and we've got orchids coming up, that kind of thing. But also we speak to people who make bamboo clothing and who make plant-based drinks that actually make you drunk. So no alcohol included, but you drink it and it gives you the same effect, but you don't get the hangover the next day, which I am totally up for. I only need one glass of wine and I have a hangover the next day. So, you know, non-alcoholic drinks that give you the buzz are wonderful. So, yeah, we just kind of think, you know, how to incorporate more plants into your world. So, yeah, that's the plant-based podcast.
Plant-based podcast. I mean, I love the title. It just sums it up exactly as it was says on the tin.
Some people think that it's just food, you know, because obviously plant-based diets are kind of a big thing. And so some people just assume that it's just food. And then when they delve in, they're like, wow, it's so much more than food. This is cool. So, that we're still going strong, which is really exciting.
Yeah. What I found interesting as well, when you both launched the plant-based podcast, I think myself and a few of the other podcasters up there saw a sudden spike in how many podcasts listeners we were getting as well. And I think that pulls down to that you've targeted this plant-based audience, and all of a sudden it's opened up the world of podcasts open to other people that didn't know what podcast was before.
I hope so. I mean, we didn't know that. Someone actually said to us, maybe only a few weeks back or months back, I don't know, where does time go these days? I don't know what day is what. But sometime recently, actually said, you know, we noticed in the podcast world that our listens went up, and we had no idea that had happened. And if that has happened, then we've achieved something bigger than we had ever set out to do, because having our podcast is great, but being able to support other podcasts and get more people interested in listening about plants and gardening is phenomenal. So yeah, if it's done that, then that's wildly fantastic.
Yeah, no, it definitely.
That's good to hear.
Definitely done that. It was a very noticeable spike that I noticed, and it certainly anyway.
Awesome.
Anyway, well, that's been fantastic. I'm going to pop this out for the supporters club. So that's been great chatting to you, Ellen. Anybody wants to get in touch, how do they find you?
My website is ellenmerrygardening.co.uk, and I'm Ellen Mary Gardening on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, etc. You will find me if you type in Ellen Mary practically anywhere.
Yeah. I would, of course, add links to your stuff on the blog post for this.
Thanks.
To all my supporter club, thank you so much, as always, for supporting me and the Veg Grower podcast and the work we do. I'll be back again in a few days with a bit more of an update with the seeds. Until then, please take care.